familiar story. Mark chapter 5, verse 25, verse 35 to 42. If you are there, please say amen.
Amen.
Well, thank God you could find Mark. Even if you don't know all the other books, you found Mark. Praise the Lord. Amen. And in the book of Mark, you'll find deliverance.
Amen.
You'll find direction.
Amen.
You'll find faith.
Amen.
You'll find miracles. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Please rise on your feet and just honor the Lord for his word. As we read from verse 35 to 42, one to go. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was coming, he said unto them, "Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, "Talitha kumi," which is, being interpreted, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with great astonishment. Amen. I titled to this message, "Releasing the Power of Faith for a Turnaround." Releasing the power of faith for a turnaround. Holy Spirit, I thank you because you've already started working. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mighty presence in this place today. Thank you for what you're about to do in the lives of your people. I prophesy into someone's life today. You can never be the same again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You will hear the words of Jesus speaking great and mighty things into the lives of his people. You will never be the same again. Jesus is here for your turnaround. Reach out to him. His power is here. All things are new. You will never be the same again. Hallelujah. You will see the hand of Jesus working great and mighty miracles in the life of his people. Oh yes, we will never be the same again. Jesus is here. Oh, reach out to him. His spirit is here. All things are new. I speak over your life that you can never be the same again. You will hear the words of Jesus speaking great and mighty things to your heart. He will do great things in the life of his people. You will never be the same again. I prophesy to your life because Jesus is here. Reach out to him right now. His power is here. All things are new. Come on, reach out to him and say, "Jesus, I'm reaching out to you today. Speak to me today. Speak
speak to me words that would turn things around in my life. I do not want to remain the same again. Let your presence in this place profit my life for a turnaround. Release the power of haste to change my situation. We will never be the same again. We will hear the voice of Jesus speaking great and mighty words of faith into the lives of his people. We will never be the same again, because Jesus is here. Oh, we reach out to him. His power is here, and all things are new. Can I hear a loudest amen in the house? Praise the Lord. You may be seated in his wonderful presence. Let me go, because I have like 20 minutes to deliver this message today. No man or woman receives anything except it be given from above. Nobody receives anything unless you are given from above. To receive anything in life, the ability or power to get it must be released. So it takes the power of God for the release of God's blessings in anyone's life. Can I hear an amen? It takes the power of God. Thank God for all the testimonies that we are sharing today. Thank God for our sister that the Holy Ghost prompted to get to the airport on time. Thank God for our sister that God prompted to begin to give thanks. Hallelujah. You see, obedience, like I usually say, there is no disobedient way to the promised land. There is none. When you obey God, the power of God will be released on your behalf for a turnaround. God is looking for people that will believe him. You see why your son connects with the message? It's about what you believe. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's about what you believe. Her sister said yes. The Holy Spirit said, just thank me. You people, thank me. Hallelujah. For a man who is still in the hospital, when God is saying, thank me, he knows that the battle wasn't over. Oh, God is a God of purpose. If he's demanding thanksgiving from you, there is a reason. Hallelujah. If he demands praise from you, there is a reason. Because you see, all those resources are the materials that God uses to perform his miracles. Hallelujah. May God give you hearing ears, listening ears, seeing eyes, and a heart that understands, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The absence, therefore, of God's promises requires the release of the power of God. When there is absence of God's promises, it requires only the release of the power of God. Because when the power is released, there must be a transformation. Hallelujah. The power of God cannot be released just for nothing. It comes to perform a wonder. Hallelujah. And you know, God says, my word will never return to me void. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9. But it shall fulfill that which I have sent it, and it shall prosper in it. Praise the Lord. So when God sends the word of his power, it must prosper where he sends it. So when the promises are not yet performed, or manifesting, it is because it is still waiting on the release of the power. Hallelujah. I hope somebody will get this today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What is released in such a situation? It is the power of faith. Many of us claim we have faith. We believe God. Do you really believe Him? Do you really believe Him? Do you really have faith? Or what you have is just a mental assent that you have accepted. It's easy to say God can heal. It's easy to say that God can save. Hallelujah. But do you believe? Amen. Many say, I believe God. I'm a believer. Because we think that faith works when all the conditions are perfect. There is no need for faith if all the conditions are perfect. Hallelujah. If you listen to the lyrics of the song today, it was talking about trusting in the Lord. I have my own definition of faith that I have simplified based on my own experiential knowledge of the reward of my faith in God. Praise the Lord. And it's simple. It is fully relying on God. That's my own. I've simplified it. Fully relying on God. Many a times we claim we are relying on God. You are not relying on God. Sometimes a lot of people are relying. You are actually relying on people. And you are claiming you are relying on God. You are relying on your intellect. And you are claiming you are relying on God. No. The power of faith is released when you fully rely on God and not on man. Praise the Lord. Many cry to men when they are in trouble. Who do you cry to when you are in trouble? Then we know whether you have faith. Praise the Lord. Who do you cry to when trouble shows up? We know who you fully rely upon. The scripture tells us that all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible to him that believeth. Believe what? That God will fulfill his promise. Hallelujah. That's what we had in the song. That God will always fulfill his promise. If you are fully relying on God, you will never have a plan B. Amen. Amen. But many times we are plan B, plan C, plan D, up to Z. Okay? But the issue is, if I'm really, truly, fully relying on God, wouldn't I look stupid? Hello? I have this issue in front of me. If I sit down, it's like I am not concerned about my concern. Hello? But that's exactly where God wants you to be. Where you will not be concerned about your concern. Praise God forevermore. That's where God wants you to be. That is the point where the power of faith is released for a turnaround. That's why to some of us, what God would have done yesterday is still going to take the next 10 years. Because you are struggling with him, with the steering.
of the car of your life. Hallelujah. You want to drive it with him. No, God wants you to relax. You see, I'm praying that we as believers will fully understand what price Jesus paid for us and what he actually purchased for us. Beloved, with his blood, he purchased rest for us. Rest. But as you are listening to me, rest. You are just, you don't know. Maybe everything is okay for you. That's why you are saying it. Hallelujah. There are no perfect conditions. You only need a stability of mind. None whatsoever. Praise the Lord. The poor cry. The rich also cry. Why? Because no perfect condition anywhere. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 4 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." By faith and not by sight. We walk as kingdom citizens. We can only walk this walk on this planet Earth as children of God, endowed with power and authority. The only way to walk it successfully is by faith. Hallelujah. Listen. The Bible says we are saved by what? By grace. Grace saved us. What is grace? Our brother gave us a definition of grace today. He said, it's God's riches at Christ's expense. You don't get it. That's why, believe it, when we are worried, you see, you still do not have a full understanding of what Christ has done. He said, it is at his expense, not at your own expense. And that is why he said, now, you cast your burden upon me because I care. I'll carry it for you. You can't carry it, but I can. That's what Jesus said. Praise the Lord. We are saved by grace. Through what? Through faith. Lest any man should boast, because it is the gift of God. It's a gift of God. We are saved by grace. Through what? Faith. Unfortunately, many of us have faith in the wrong direction. When you are rejected anywhere you're going, maybe for business, when you are turned away because of any situation or challenge that you're faced, or when you receive a medical report that is not palatable. Unfortunately, and I must say this today, please allow me to say it, that many of us have faith in everything they tell us. You can't do it, we have faith in it. It's too late for you, we have faith in that. The doctor comes with his own report, you believe it. Praise the Lord. How do I know you believe it? Because you begin to make provision for what you have received. Hello? You make provision for that. That's how a lot of us are. We have faith even in what the devil is saying. And when it comes to what God is saying, we have unbelief. Praise the Lord. We don't believe God. We believe the devil. The devil comes either through anybody or by any faithless suggestion into your thought life and tells you, you cannot make it. It's not possible for you to do this. You can't begin again. You can't stand again. It's over. It is this. It is that. We'll believe it. Because the devil will bring you the pictures. Why? What he's saying is the real situation of your life. And you should accept it for what it is. Breaking news. The devil is a liar. He does not have the capacity to tell the truth. You see, I pray God will, you are hearing God today. The devil does not have the capacity to tell the truth. So any information or suggestion you receive that is not in alignment with God's promises for your life, I don't care who told you. I don't care what they have accomplished in their lives. Because sometimes some of us look at some people and say, they must be telling the truth. They are older than me. They are richer than me. Hello? They are more, you know, privileged than I am. And that makes it true? No, it's not a true. Praise the Lord. If Christ did not say it, it is a lie. Let God be true and every man a liar. Praise the Lord. I don't care how educated. I don't care how will I put it? Astute they are. I don't even care about the experiences they've had in life, because people always counsel based on their own experiences. No, I'd rather make my own decision based on what the Word of God says. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. If your experience does not align with the Word of God, I take the Word, I jettison the experience. Praise God forevermore. Is somebody listening to God today? We must endeavor to activate our faith in God's promises, because active faith releases God's power for a turnaround. Active faith. What is an active faith? You said you have faith. Thank God for your life. Now, if you are seated here, you are hearing my voice today, and you really truly believe, and you will tell me courageously, with all boldness and confidence today, that you really truly believe God and that you have faith. Let me tell you three things that we will see through you. One, that you believe what others do not believe. That's number one. That you see what others do not see. Three, that you do what others will not do. I'll give you a moment. Hallelujah. Do you believe what other people don't believe? Because people may not believe in you. Hallelujah. So you have to believe in you to believe what others do not believe. You have to believe. Do you see what others cannot see? Hallelujah. Do you see these chairs filled with people? I'm trying to break it down for you. Do you see that? Because many people would start counting. If I count the number of people that are here, with the number of chairs that are here, you would think, what's wrong with me? Where are the people? But these are empty chairs. But I see them not empty. Glory be to Jesus. Hebrews 11 and verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things that we hope for, an evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. So for you to have an active faith, you must see what other people do not see. Hallelujah. Jesus was about to heal a man that was blind. He spat on the sand and mixed it together and put it on the man's eye. And he asked him to go and wash it off. And the man washed it off and came back to Jesus. And Jesus said, "What do you see?" He said, "I see men like trees." Praise the Lord. He was seeing something he didn't see well. Prophet Elisha was praying for rain. And he sent his servant to go out there to go and see. The guy looks at the sky and came back to his master and said, "Master, this one has sunshine. There is no sign of rain." Elisha said, "Go back." Glory be to Jesus. He went back. He said, "I still can't see anything." Elisha prayed and said, "Father, open his eyes to see." And the guy was afraid. He said, "There are people that are coming. Open his eyes to see." Praise the Lord. And God opened the eyes of the servant. And when he looked, he saw the chariots of heaven, the host of heaven, angelic squad with flames of sword in their hands, ready to support them to battle on their behalf. Praise the Lord. His eyes saw. Why? Because he couldn't see, because the chariots that he saw created something in him that God did not put in him. You know what was created? The fear factor. Hallelujah. He saw the chariots of men. Elisha saw the chariots of heaven. So Elisha declared, "Now, those that are with us are more than those that are against us." Now, you will look at this and say, "What's he talking about? Don't you see all these Lasma people? They are coming against us now. They will tow our car away. They've brought the towing vehicle." And then pastor is saying, "Those that are with us are more than those that are." I mean, what are you saying? Because Elisha knows that the spiritual controls the physical. That if heaven says it, earth has no choice but to comply. Praise the Lord. That's faith talking. Let me give you another example of fear factor. In the book of Matthew, chapter 14, there's a story there. Jesus showed up while the disciples were in a boat. He showed up on the water. He's a ghost. What? Peter looked at him and said, "No, it's Master." And Peter said, "Master, if that is you, bid me come to you on the water." I'm happy the Bible put it there. That he said, "Bid me come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." Hallelujah. And Peter jumped out of the boat and was walking on water. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You are about to move higher in your walk with God today. He was walking, believing what nobody believes. Hallelujah. Doing what nobody will do. Seeing something nobody sees. Because obviously this guy saw a path on the water. None of the disciples saw it. Otherwise they would have followed him. Hallelujah. That's why a lot of people can be in church. Amen. Not everybody believes God. Not everybody believes God. He walked on water. Now remember what happened. The Bible said there was a boisterous wind. Now, please, read that scripture very well when you get home. Before Peter got out, read it very well.
Before he got out of the boat, there was a boisterous wind. There were waves already moving. He saw Jesus. He had no concern for the wind, for the storm. He just started walking. Glory be to Jesus. But the Bible says, immediately he saw the wind. So before then, he was seeing Jesus. But immediately he changed his focus. His faith was compromised. His faith was compromised. He had faith when he got out of the boat and walking. His faith became compromised by a fear factor that was there when he was walking by faith. It was there. But because he shifted his focus, fear replaced the faith. And the Bible says he started to sink. Beloved, when you believe God, the power of faith is always released. When Jesus said, come, because he stepped out, the power to walk on water was released. Hallelujah. Immediately he shifted his focus to the storm and the waves. He lost it. He started sinking. Are you here today? Your faith is compromised. And you are sinking. Sinking in the wave of failure, of pain, of disappointment, of discouragement, of lack, of financial troubles. Get your focus back on Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Get your focus back on Jesus. And your full reliance on him will keep you afloat, even in a stormy sea. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow, my time is gone. The power of God for it to be released and manifest for a turnaround in our challenges. Fear is not required. Only faith is required. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. In the case of a man that was blind, Mark chapter 10, verse 51 and 52. Open to it. I want to read this story quickly. The book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 51 to 52. And it says, and Jesus answered and said to him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto the Lord, that I might receive my sight. I'm here for someone today, and God is asking, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do for you? The Bible says, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. What brought about a turnaround in his life? His faith. Glory be to Jesus. Thy faith, not Jesus' faith. Thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. If you will believe God today, you will see an immediate turnaround.
Amen.
In that matter. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
If you will believe, for unto them that believe, all things are possible. All things are possible. Nothing is too difficult for God to do. You just have to believe. Hallelujah. Have a full reliance on God. That God will do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will not share his glory with anyone
That's why sometimes our faith just falls flat. Because we are actually sharing it with someone else. And God is saying, look, I'm a jealous God. I can't share my glory with anybody. My praises can't go to graven images. If you want to believe your gods, go and believe them. Hallelujah. But if you have to believe me, you can't add anything to me. Is me or nothing else? Why? Because he is sufficient in himself to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or imagine. God doesn't need your help. We are the one that needs his help. Glory be to Jesus. We are the one that needs his help. Amen. So what do you want Jesus to do for you today? Your faith in God's work is so crucial. I'll mention two things and I close from there that I want you to get today about faith. Somebody's life is about to turn around. Amen. Two things that I want you to know about faith today. Faith is both precious, and I'll tell you the reason why it's precious. It is also very precarious. Faith is precious because whatever grace has made available, it takes faith to deliver it. That is why faith is so precious. If you know that everything God has promised, he has promised us great things. You sang it today, Abby. Uh-huh. And God has not changed his mind. And you know that it is faith that will deliver it. Then faith is very precious. Hallelujah. Those promises are precious promises. Therefore, faith is precious to every kingdom citizen. It is precious to us. It is the vehicle by which the power of God is released to bring a turnaround in our situation. So it is precious to us. Can I hear an amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Let somebody say, faith is precious to me. Yes. It's precious. And we must believe it as such. It is also precious because faith is a leveling playing field. Faith is what connects us together. Hallelujah. Number one, we are saved by grace through faith. Then number two, we all have different pasts. Some paths are really very messy. Hello? Some paths are not worth writing home about. Amen? But whether my past is messier than your own past, guess what? It is still faith that works in our favor. So whether you are Abraham or you are Rahab the harlot, faith is your connector. Praise the Lord. Faith is your connector. So some people don't have faith because they are too good people, because they are just self-righteous. Hello? Whether you are poor or you are rich, you still need faith. Praise the Lord. So faith connects us. It levels everybody. By faith, we have equal value before God. Hallelujah. That's why faith is so precious. So somebody does not get saved for their own righteousness. We are all unrighteous. And then grace saved all of us. Praise the Lord. And the common denominator is faith. Praise God. So faith is precious. It's also precarious. If you're a child of God and you want to walk by faith, that faith, you have to get it into a fight. Because Anytime there is need for faith, there is a fear factor present. Walking by faith and living by faith and not by sight means that you are going to expose yourself to some oppositions. I could imagine those people that disciples in the boat, and they will look at Peter at that point in time and say, mind him, pastor's boy. He's always wanting to impress, to show that he's better than us. You see now, he's sinking. Things are not working for him. You see, he's going to drown. What he beg you? He's about to sink. We've said it. God catch him now. Hello? Yeah, because the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked. Don't think everybody is hailing you. Not at all. It's not everybody that is saying yes, ma'am. That inside of them is the still yes, ma'am they are saying. Amen. So, beloved, it is precarious. Why? Because faith is like swimming against the tide. Because the tide, you know, people like you where you are. People like things that are convenient. People like to easily accept where they are, status quo, because having to move out of that is going to demand some responsibility and discipline from them. And they are not willing to give it what it would demand from them. Hello? And all God is asking for, believe me. And that is too much for a lot of people. You are asking too much, God, asking me to believe you. Why should I believe you? There is nothing I can see. Can't you see what's on ground? There is nothing on there. You said I should believe you. How can I believe you when there is nothing? It's not possible. That is what makes faith very precarious. Hallelujah. Because you will have to swim against the tide. That requires more energy. It requires that you are patient with God. It requires that you fully rely on God. Hallelujah. And when you are doing that, just as they sang today, you begin to praise God. So what are the things I must do now for the power of faith to be released in my situation? I must first believe. I must believe God's promise. What God has promised, I must believe it. If you don't know what God has promised you, get into the Bible. Get into the Bible. If you are in trouble in a situation in your life, get into the Bible and ask the Holy Spirit, lead me. I want to see what has God promised to me in the situation in which I am. How do I get myself out? And the Holy Spirit is always faithful. He's the teacher and the counselor. He will lead you to the word that you need, that will encourage you, comfort you, edify you, probably even challenge you to stand in faith. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So you must believe. And why you believe, this is the evidence that you truly believe. That you cry out to God. Blind Bartimaeus cried out to God. As the Bible says in Psalm 34 and verse 17. He said, the righteous cried unto the Lord heareth them and delivered them out of all their troubles. God will deliver you out of all your troubles. Only believe him. Believe that he's going to do it. Don't doubt it. Stop giving God reasons why it shouldn't be possible. Hallelujah. You know, anytime you are giving God reasons why it should not, this thing should not be possible in your life. You know what you have made yourself? You know what you have made yourself? Your own God. You have become a God over your own life. And God is saying, forget it. push that aside and let me show you that I am God. Hallelujah. And that beside me, there is none other. God will do something supernatural in your life. Before this year ends, you will experience it in the name of the Lord Jesus. They said to that woman, rise on your feet. We are going to pray. One prayer. One prayer. We are not praying too much prayer today. Just one is what we are going to pray. From our text today, the people mocked Jesus to scorn. Because they are carnal people, they don't believe anything. They are even advising and counseling the man. Don't talk to Jesus about it anymore. In fact, Adura Egon ti su Jesu. Oro e ti Jesu ti party. Your file has been declared missing in heaven. The devil is a liar. He's a liar. And they say, stop troubling Jesus with your matter. What is dead is dead. But Jesus said, don't mind them, Ojere. God is saying to your enemies today, he's saying to you concerning your enemies and challenges, don't mind them. And let me tell your neighbor, don't mind that challenge. Don't mind the devil. Hallelujah. Just believe. That's what he told him. He said, don't mind them. You just don't be afraid. Don't compromise your faith. Don't allow the fear factor to come in to replace your faith factor. And he said, let it go. Keep a mentality and an attitude of a winner. People who walk by faith are people who have a winning attitude. They just don't give up. They believe God till the end. Even when the situation is looking very bad and getting worse. The winning attitude in them will never allow them to settle for less than is God's best for them. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. It's a winning attitude. You know, you ask God for something specific, and then you see something that looks like it or is acting like it, but it is not it. And you say, well, you know how the world says, a bird in hand is better than 90 in the bush. No, if it is not the bird, the specific bird, it's not from God. Hallelujah. It's a camouflage that the enemy is sending to you so that you can settle for less than God's best. Praise the Lord. A lady in our church here, you remember when her children were going to school? The daughter was going to school. She wanted to go to a school. She wanted full scholarship, blah, 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 blah. And then one school gave them half scholarship. And she came to me and said, what's if you want? 50%, go bad. So I said, what did your daughter ask from God? He said, my daughter asked for 100%. I said, 50, 100. It's not the same. If you prayed to God, you prayed in faith, believing that what you prayed, you will see the result. 50% cannot be because that's not what you prayed. That's not what you asked for. Hello, somebody. Quickly, let me tell your neighbor, he caught you there. He caught you there. So, I said, so she now thought about it. She said, yeah. And they said, yes. So, you see, you were not walking by faith before. You were not. And if I had asked you, you say, we are believing God. In fact, you say, testimony, God has done it. No, God didn't do that. Hello, I make bold to declare to you here today, God is not the one that did that. Stop settling for what is not best. If something looks like you are asking your father promote me, then something comes to you, it looks like a demotion. It's not God. Because that's not what you prayed. So if it is not, you go back to God and say, Father, something just passed by me. What's your take? Hello? And hear what God will say to you. Glory be to Jesus. And you know, you must sift it through him now. He's the one you pray to. He's the one you want to answer your prayer. That's the way it works. Praise the Lord. And they refused and rejected it. The devil must have been telling them, you just take this one. How do you know that another one will come? That's why many of us compromise the faith. You have the fear factor. Nothing is going to come. May I take this one? Every man a man. I didn't take anything.
No! Every man no be man.
So, please. It may take long. It's because God is preparing your special order. Amen. Hallelujah. When you go to a restaurant, if you go to Chevy's here and all this, everything they there, just give me that one, give me this one. That pomo there, that is democracy for the people by the people. And all. But if you are looking, if you are a conservative, glory be to Jesus. You are looking for better something. You sit in a restaurant. Somebody will wait on you. Glory be to Jesus. They give you, they say, this is our menu. You choose what you want. You ask them how many. They said, you take, oh, this one, you want steak, it will take 15 to 20 minutes, blah, blah, blah. And then you keep waiting. While you are waiting, they give you the drink. You begin to drink. You are rejoicing. Why? You are expectant. Something wonderful is coming from the cook and the chef. Glory be to Jesus. Your blessing is dropping from today. Amen. Wherever it has been hanging, it will drop today. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And as soon as our sister here now jettisoning the 50%, 100% showed up. And then the devil is a wicked devil. Hallelujah. You think you have faith? No, today is the day you have begun to walk by faith and not by sight in the mighty name of Jesus. And God's power will be released for your turnaround in the name of Jesus. One prayer we pray. My time is gone. I'm sorry I've taken too much of your time today. Amen. Oh Lord, manifest your power in my situation for an unquestionable turnaround. Oh Lord, manifest your power in my situation for an unquestionable turnaround. Turn it to your prayer. Turn it to prayer. Turn it to prayer. Turn it to prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus. Pray. Cry unto God today. Cry unto God. Praise God. Thank the Lord, and you will see the power of your faith released for a turnaround. Cry unto God, beloved. Nobody's looking at you. You better do your crying. Cry. It doesn't mean that you have tears, but it means that it's coming from your belly. And say, oh God, Baba, manifest your power. I believe you today. I believe you today. Let my faith work for me. Let my belief in you release my blessings unto me. In the name of Jesus. Father, release your power to deliver me, O God, from all troubles that I face in my life. All troubles that I face financially. All troubles I'm facing in my health. All troubles I'm facing in my academics. All troubles I'm facing in my business. All troubles I'm facing in my marriage. All troubles I'm facing in my family. All trouble I'm facing in my neighborhood. All troubles I'm facing on my job. Father, manifest your power. Maseke tekeria baba. Lumbria tajadege. Lumbria kasende gede barukosandaya. Limbroturi machanda gada baba. Lekonde kesetiri bakuria bashende. Limbro kosoto kuria bashata. Father, Lord, manifest your power concerning my health. Manifest your power concerning my family. Manifest your power. Release the power, oh God, for a turnaround in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command every unending struggle in your life to be terminated today by the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the power of faith to be released into your situation for a turnaround. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatsoever area of your life that has been presumed dead, that has been presumed dead, I command it to arise and to come alive today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any area, department of your life that has been presumed dead, every dream presumed dead, vision, goals presumed dead, relationships presumed dead, today by the power of God, I command it right now to resurrect. I command it to arise in the name of Jesus. I command your health, arise in the name of Jesus Christ. I command your business, arise in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I release the power of God in your direction. Every limiting foundation that has limited your progress and limited what you can handle in life, in the mighty name of Jesus, I release the power of God to that foundation right now. And I command it to be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Your power is broken over the lives of God's people. I release you right now into a new level, into a turnaround season, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So shall it be for you in Jesus' name. Begin to thank the Lord and praise Him. Thank Him that you believe Him today. Thank Him that you believe Him for a turnaround. Thank Him in Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for Jesus. If you believe you have received the promise of God in your life and your situation, if you believe that you have received a turnaround, put your hands together for Jesus. Begin to share your testimony with your neighbor. Share your testimony now with your neighbor. Begin to share it with them. Tell them, I've received my turnaround. My turnaround has come. Oh, I'm moving forward now. I'm unstoppable now. My blessing is unquestionable. Oh, my progress is unstoppable. I'm moving forward. There is a turnaround in my life. Turn around in my home. Turn around in my family. Turn around in my health. Turn around in my marriage. Turn around in my finances. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's my season of a turnaround. Put your hands together for Jesus.